The Lord be with the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Then when they saw him, they worshipped. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Brothers and sisters, mga tugang, our gospel today is really a preparation for the next Sunday. Today we celebrate the ascension of our Lord, or we can say his last public appearance or revelation, in physical form. And Jesus in the gospel today, commanded his disciples to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is why Jesus does not command them to write, but to teach and to baptize. And it is better to understand this ascension for us now with regards to, we can say, last goodbye of Jesus to his apostles. Alam niyo po, sa atin, kapag ka nag-goodbye ang isang tao, siguro malulungkot tayo, Kapag ka sinabing, paalam na aking mahal, Oh, goodbye, I hate to see you go, Because saying goodbye, it means also a separation, between two person or between a person and others, But Jesus in the ascension, is telling these disciples, that they should not worry or be sad, because he is sending the Holy Spirit. And it is also in the plan of God, in the will of God, that Jesus ascend into heaven. In order to what? Why is it important for the ascension? Because of the descent of the Holy Spirit, the Pentecost. And with the Pentecost, we say, or we believe, and we celebrate the birthday of the church. If Jesus does not ascend, the church will not start his mission. And we will not have an abundance of grace and new presence of Christ in us. No? Just figure it out. If Jesus will not ascend, there is no value to all our sacraments. And the church will not become universal. Because what makes the church, what is the motor, or what consists the power of the church to convert souls is through the Holy Spirit. And Jesus must ascend in order to bring this birth, to start the new presence of Christ to us. No? Kaya nga, no? It is impossible what others will say, I believe in Christ, but I do not believe in the church. No? I will go to the church for Christ, but not for the bishop, not for the priest. No. Why? Because the church is willed by Christ. No? And it is already clear in the ascension. No? That's why Jesus is telling his disciples in the ascension, do not worry. Do not be sad, because I will bring to you someone who will be with you until my return. And this is the Holy Spirit. That's why, my brothers and sisters, wala pa lang sister, brother lang. No. We are challenged by the gospel today. No. To put our mission in action. Because Jesus ascended in order to give us His presence and to also push us to be Jesus today. Kaya nga, mga brothers, the ascension of Jesus, which we pray on the second mystery of the Holy Rosary, is a help to us to learn that Jesus willed the birth of the church. And also, as I have said, Jesus does not want us to cry, because parting is painful, but parting sometimes is necessary in order for all of us to be happy, to be in peace. Perhaps in your experience, in my experience, we leave our loved ones, not because we want to be far away from them, especially us religious priests, who chose to be far from our family, relatives, and friends. We want to be far in order to be, parang paradox, we want to be far in order to be near. Why? To be far physically, but to be near more spiritually and more in a Christian dimension. Kaya nga, today also we are celebrating the World Day of Communication. Sabi nga, communication make us near to each other, just like the internet, the cell phone, the telephone, the radio, TV. What communication do is to make us near to each other. But sometimes, as I had said with regards to Jesus, far and become near, what communication and gadget do to us is sometimes reversed. We are near but far. What do you mean? No? We are near because we communicate to our parents, to our loved ones, but we are far because, no? Because of too much of that nearness, we become far from the true mission of us Christian. No? For example, no? We are too much engaged in gadget of communication, Messenger, TikTok, Facebook, no? That sometimes we already forgot, no, to be near to our Lord in prayer and in the sacraments. No? And that is really a very sad experience, no, to many, especially to the youth of today. No? It should be a communication that will bring us near not only to our loved ones, but bring us near to God. So brothers, let us pray to our Blessed Mother. No? And you know, our Blessed Mother has a great role in the Ascension. Why? Because she guided, no, the apostles. No, and after the Ascension, she went with the apostles to pray for what? For the descent of the Holy Spirit. No? So let us ask her, who is the spouse of the Holy Spirit, to help us, no? To be truly near, no? While we are far, no? But not nearer in order to be far. No? Be it that a reflection for this Sunday. What does it mean to be near, and what does it mean to be far? No? Sometimes being far means being near, and sometimes being near can become very far. No? It depends on our own intention, and also it depends on our disposition, especially the disposition of our hearts, whether it is with the Lord or without the Lord. Praise be Jesus.